This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson sitting in for Scotty this week on a little winter break for the holidays, hanging out with family, always good. Glad to be here. We're keeping her going for you. We've got, and we're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, by the way. If you go to freedommattersusa.com, you can read about them, the resources, the events. You can sign up for their newsletters and stuff that they're doing. All of the events at freedommattersusa.com. So brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. 1908, Henry Abbott Thompson. Talk about heritage and a company with history for the region, and not just Bismarck, Mandan, across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and anything to do with, as far as residential, furnace, air conditioner replacements, a water heater, a garage heaters, I mean, bathroom remodels, they do, and the commercial services. They are one of the best mechanical companies in the region as far as building maintenance, thousands of buildings, working with their, I mean, from design, build, new construction, whatever. And then their commercial services are fantastic. HATandSons.com. If you got anything coming up, give them a call. Free estimate, no problem. They work out financing as well. 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. More at HATandSons.com. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, coming up on 8 past the hour, watching what's happening at the border. It's really quite unbelievable. The latest story you might have heard at the top of the hour there is that Greg Abbott is working on getting some shipping containers down there now. Roll that report that Fox filed there quick.
Border crossings now plummeting in that mile-long stretch in El Paso just 8 days after the Texas National Guard reinforced a barbed wire fence. U.S. forces expanding the perimeter after Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing his state is adding more shipping containers to the border. Arizona was using the same strategy until it was sued by the White House, forcing the state to reverse course.
What?
Now, Texas National Guard providing the following unit sit rep quote, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of December, we had large groups of families and individuals who were wanting to come across. Now, it's almost a ghost town out there.
How about that? Yeah, and we're gonna talk about this now and get into it a little bit with Jonathan Thompson. I want to grab Daniel quick here before we get to Jonathan. Daniel, quick, what was on your mind about Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, I just got a couple comments. Number one, I know they say that Sleepy Joe and his entourage, extended family, and all his friends are staying at a private home that we're not paying for. But we are paying for the Secret Service. We're paying for the airplane and all Air Force One and everything like that. Now, I got a suggestion. You mentioned Scott Hannon's on vacation. I think you should vacation in St. Croix and report on Sleepy Joe because nobody else is doing it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, we couldn't do that now because he's already got his plans in place. But, yeah. Somebody needs to maybe get a
picture. Somebody needs to report to Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Dan.
It ain't happening. Thank you.
Have a happy new year. All right, let's pivot and get Jonathan on here. The border is insane. Jonathan Thompson is with us, National Sheriff's Association. Jonathan, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific, guys. I hope you're well as well. And I just was listening to your previous caller, and I don't begrudge the president vacation. It's a tough job. It's 24/7. But you know what? Modern technology, modern day, the president will work anywhere, anytime. So,
my thing, Jonathan, I wouldn't mind if he vacations if he had been actually, earning the vacation. And we've been, working to fix the real problems that we face rather than, pay off student loans and do something for the climate. I don't know, but you're out there among them. And I was going to bring up, obviously, you're connected with all the county sheriffs in the country, an elected position across this country, thank goodness. We love our sheriffs.
Right.
A good friend of ours is a couple of great friends around the neighborhood here that are sheriffs and deputy sheriffs and friends. We keep saying that every state's a border state now. You're with all the break that down a little bit. How bad is it?
Well, we've had more people crossing illegally and not being caught than the population of Baltimore, Maryland. We've had more people caught, right, than the population of Maryland, the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area combined. That's a lot of people. And the trick here is that they can be stopped. There's an incentive to come here. The incentive is it'll take you forever to get into status. And as long as you're facing economic hardship, perhaps we can let you in. Well, that's not what the asylum laws were written for. They're political and violent asylum. It's become a joke, and it's a laughingstock. And my heart breaks every day. I watch along the border. Our deputies, our sheriffs, our border patrol are overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed, outgunned. These cartels are more sophisticated than the finance wizards on Wall Street. And it's not going to get better, guys. It's going to get worse. And just think of not just the human suffering here, but the human tragedy. That's really what's going on. I never thought growing up that I would be able to say or would have to say that my country, the United States of America, is a human rights violation. And that's what we are, a human rights violation on our border. On our border. And we can stop it. The president has the power. His government is doing what he has directed. The president's got to change the incentives, change the policy directives. You come here illegally, you're removed legally, and you come back and you apply legally. That's the bottom line.
Well, that's a perfect world, and that's where we should be. But, you know, but hey, we need these poor people, Jonathan. You know, I think about Sheriff Martinez down in Del Rio, and I mean, literally the frontline people that are down there and his deputies and the people that are dealing with this every day and some guard troops and whoever. And it seems to me that they want to talk about fixing the law, addressing the problems that we have in the immigration system and then blah, 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 blah. But yeah. Yet, my analogy is like if you had an above ground pool in your backyard and it's got a huge leak in it. You put the hose in the pool and the hose is running and you're keeping the pool full, but the yard's flooding. And the first thing you're going to do is get the sump pump out to clean up the yard. You know, it's like build the wall.
Yeah, the common man can solve this in about an hour. And,
oh, there you go.
And that's what we are lacking here is a real rational approach to this. This is politics at its worst, and the president, I am sorry to say, has chosen to ignore this. And, you know, you look at the president and you look at his policies and some have worked and he's doing some decent things on things. But you know what? This is a national security and humanitarian crisis of unbelievable proportions. He has to take the reins. He has to make a change. He has to recognize that we can't have millions of people coming here illegally. What does that do for the cornerstone of our country, the rule of law? There is no rule of law at that point.
Unbelievable. And when are we full, Jonathan? I mean, at some point the arena fills up, you got standing room only, once that, you know, then where do you, then we're, well, we're, what, then when are we full?
Well, you know, we need immigrants, and we need them here legally. They are the fiber of this country. My parents came here, and my grandparents.
Absolutely. Not saying that.
I'm
absolutely.
Sure yours are.
No question. Yep.
And we need them, and they are trying to have a better life, and we applaud that. But at the same time, you know, there's a process, and there is a law in place that allows people to apply for asylum, to apply for a visa to come here. Just go back. You don't even have to go back very far. It wasn't all that too long ago that we had what was called a migrant labor force. I grew up, and every spring for planting and every fall for harvesting, we had migrant labor. They would come in the spring, and they'd migrate back down to the south and go back home. Well, that's what the whole system was designed for, not to allow people to come here, inhabit here, take advantage of the services here, expose our underbelly to crime, drugs, and to the worst part of all of this, right, is that the cartels are doing it and laughing at us. We are a joke.
No.
We're a joke.
That's exactly spot on, correct. I mean, and why wouldn't they keep doing what they're doing? I mean, do you think the Title 42 conversation, they dropped Title 42, that means a flood, moral becoming, and do you think anybody on that side of the border from that part of the world that's coming here cares whether Title 42 is in place or not?
No. I do believe the Supreme Court handed the president a gift, an opportunity to take stock of the situation. I think he's going to. I think he's going to have to. I hope he does. I think Title 42 is necessary under certain pandemic situations. Now, the president can't have it both ways. He can't say that there was an emergency, then there isn't an emergency, but he still wants an emergency powers in place. You can't have it both ways. And that's what the court has basically said. We want to hear the argument on why you think you could do this. Title 42 is just one piece. It's not even a very powerful piece in the scheme of things.
Yeah. It's not. We've got to get some sort of barrier up. Because if you can just walk across the river and drop your ID and drop all your documentation, who cares? I don't care if Title 42 is up or not if I'm on that side of the border.
Yeah, and you know, here's this dirty little secret. A lot
Jonathan,
of
can you, we're up against the breaker. Can you hang on just a second? We'll come back on the on the backside. Excellent. Yeah. Executive Director, CEO, National Sheriff's Association.
USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce $12.99. 18th Street Deli $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, in Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. Find out more about those fine folks. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, petroserveusa.com. They're hiring pretty much all positions from food service to all positions, really, at petroserveusa.com. You can find out more. They always do the home cooking. You can take it to go, which is very convenient if you like, and it's all scratch. So I say home cooking. I mean, it's from scratch. Chicken pot pie from scratch in Harwood today. Pulled pork with a beautiful French dip they do in Valley City today. Orange chicken, southern chicken bowl in on West Main in Fargo, 12th Avenue, Fargo lasagna and garlic bread. And P in Fargo's got the meatloaf. Glendon serving up some stuffed peppers. Up in Euland, some sloppy joes. And on 45th and Fargo, some meatloaf today. And I saw one special. I couldn't avoid it. We like cheap pizza in our house. And everything has gone up. And if I see a cheap pizza deal, and that's where I can get a pizza for $3. And they right now, they got the Roma pizzas for four for $12 going on. But it's only through the end of the month. It's only through Saturday. So if you are swinging by and want to get some cheap pizza, I mean, $4 for $12 is $3 a pizza. That's my price line on frozen pizzas, Chris Larson. And Petro Sir's got it.
I might have to have you pick me some up, Kev.
There you go. We're out with Jonathan Thompson. Jonathan is Executive Director, CEO of the National Sheriffs Association, talking about the border and what sheriffs are dealing with just across the country. But and because of the border being the way it is, sheriffs across the country, including ours up here in the North Country, is about as far away from the southern border as you can get, are dealing with the fentanyl and the trafficking and the rest of it. Jonathan, thanks for being on with us again today. Chris, you had something you wanted to add in.
Yeah, Jonathan, I mean, as we look at this crisis down at the border, how much longer until this is absolutely out of control, nothing's going to save it, and then compare that to the Trump administration where the wall was being built, everything was good. Things have just spiraled out of control.
Well, that's a great question. I think there are some in the administration and the White House especially that wanted to get to that crisis level, and that gives them the negotiating leverage with the Congress. And, you know, at that point they go to the Congress and say, oh, my God, the sky is falling. We need to do something. Let's just legalize everybody that's here. Well, that's not our dog. That one doesn't hunt for sheriffs. Who comes and who goes isn't our issue. It's how you get here and what you do while you're here that matters. I think it's gonna be a while. I think the president has some basis in his mind that there's a number. Is it 2.5 million, as you said during the campaign? Is it 6.5 million? I don't know. But what I do know is that every community, every jurisdiction, every county, every city is getting stretched. You know, look at El Paso. They don't have beds they can put these people on just to keep them overnight. They don't have facilities to provide health care. They don't have food support services to feed them. Yet the flow continues.
If you start go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's happening everywhere. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
It's happening in Fargo.
That leads into my next question. And if you look at...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you look at the border, I mean, and you mentioned El Paso, but if you start at San Diego and work your way east along through Arizona, the Yuma sector, all the points even in New Mexico, because they're flooding into New Mexico because there's sanctuary there, then you get into Texas and all the way around literally the Rio Grande, all the way down to Brownsville-McAllen, and that it's happening everywhere. And to me, it's mind-boggling, first of all, that, you know, the question to you from Chris was basically, when are we full? And I would also ask, you know, how long are we supposed to wait for developing countries to actually develop? Because we get a good life, we understand all that, but we got to have some order to it. What from your desk at the National Sheriffs Association, what are our county sheriffs most worried about across the country right now? Is it fentanyl? Is it crime?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Now the issues are real straightforward. We've got a mental health crisis in this country. We've got an amazing, it's scary. This is what keeps many of them awake at night, is the drug overdose situation is running unabated. It's not as though there aren't people trying. It's just the volume is outrageous. The border security or insecurity, is right up there as well. But, you know, our problems now, we're seeing massive shortfalls in men and women that want to put on the uniform, men and women who are willing to serve, men and women who look at the job and say, why would I for $20 an hour when I can go be a Walmart greeter for $21 and not get shot at or spit on and be disrespected? You know, that's a very simplistic way to say it. I get it. But it's a problem. And we need to recognize that there are a whole host of people that can serve this country admirably. They want to, but they want that respect being returned. And I think that is a problem that your listeners need to recognize, is that wherever you are, whether it's a man or a woman in a uniform, in a sheriff's uniform or a police officer's uniform, acknowledge them, thank them, pat them on the back, tell them we got your back because you have our back.
You know,
they need that.
And they do. And Jonathan, that's one thing that in this part of the world where we live in the upper Midwest, Fargo-Moorhead, Red River Valley, we have that. I mean, the law enforcement around here, and I think that statement goes to certain parts of the country, certain cities, certain areas where law enforcement, and we're finding, and we're actually, because we love law enforcement up here, and I talk to our sheriffs around here, we're benefiting from that. Because the people that are getting disrespected, the sheriffs, the deputy sheriffs that are getting spit on, et cetera, they're just leaving. They're just saying, well, I'm just going to go work in North Dakota. I'm going to go work in South Dakota where they respect and love me. Why would I stay here?
Yeah. Well, it's a nationwide problem, though. And,
yeah, true.
I want to remind your listeners, and you guys probably remember this, going back to the early 70s, we had a military that was in total disarray. They were almost despised, and today they're revered. You know, the men and women that wear that uniform deserve our respect. But let me tell you, every single day, for not one day, not one week or one mission, but every single day of the job, men and women in law enforcement put on that uniform, put on that star, put on that badge, and they confront the ugly side of society.
Oh,
these
boy.
Are heroes that we have got to recognize and put on the same pedestal as the men and women in uniform that do go overseas and fight our wars. We love them, and we appreciate them. But we've got a drug war. We've got a human trafficking war. We've got a criminal crime spree extraordinaire here that's bordering on the insidiousness that we aren't going to be able to recover from anytime soon. It'll happen. It'll take us time. But those are the heroes we really need to pay attention to right now.
Amen. And I think for the most part, and Chris, I think you'd agree too. I mean, I know around, but I think for the most part, this country loves law enforcement. We love our protectors. We pray for you. I just think the vast majority, as they talk about, and the people that don't are you know, clearly they're idiots. Sorry if that's a little microaggressive, but they just they don't realize the blessing that we have with our protectors and our law enforcement, and that goes for our, as you said, our military, our first responders, you know, everyone that keeps us safe and keeps us going. Period.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's the firemen. It's the EMS technicians. That every day are out there just fighting the battles that are hard to win. You know, I want to go back, if you got just a minute, I just want to go back to something I was thinking
about. I got about 20 seconds, unless you want to, hey, can you hang on a little longer?
I got to jump, but let me tell you this. You guys are on a border. You're a border state. The northern border is seeing an increased illegal crossing, that's really troublesome.
All right, Jonathan Thompson, Executive Director, CEO, National Sheriff's Association. Thank you so much for the time, sir. God bless.
Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News Update. When Southwest Airlines reassigns crews after flight disruptions, it typically relies on a system called SkySolver. This Christmas, SkySolver not only failed, it also helped create one of the worst industry meltdowns in recent history. SWA Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Erie County in New York is reporting the death toll from the Buffalo blizzard over the Christmas weekend rose to 37 on Wednesday. The natural disaster makes this the deadliest lake effect snowstorm on record since at least 1950. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, announced Wednesday he has a serious but curable form of cancer. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. Boy, hearing Jonathan Thompson talk about the level of disdain that he sees, you know, across the country for law enforcement, that just I just refuse to believe that those people that disrespect law enforcement, that don't, you know, that don't comply, that are idiots. And you see them on the show Cops all the time. People that just you know, I don't have a better word other than idiots. You know, these criminal idiots, just, yeah. You see them. But I'm having a really, because I can't find anywhere really in any number that people don't applaud and love and revere our protectors, our law enforcement, our military. And I mean, again, not talking about everybody. This isn't an all or nothing thing. You're never going to have that. When it comes to the vast majority, as they will tell you when they make statements, the vast majority of Americans, I've literally proved me wrong on this. These are very loud people with big microphones in little numbers that think like that. No rational mind thinks it's okay to defund and dismantle the police. But Ilhan Omar, there she is. She's good with that.
Of course she is.
We need to completely dismantle. What? What are you talking about? By the way, in our conversation with Jonathan, talking about the southern border, this number always echoes in my head because remember when we had Tommy Fisher on, we were talking about the whatever $1 million of contract he's got. You can do some searches, cost of the border wall, etc. Back in April, the Army Corps of Engineers, and we know how the Army Corps of Engineers worked after Kevin Cramer audited them and found out it was, you know, red tape wrapped around more red tape, you know, encased in cold molasses with more red tape around it. That's how the Army Corps of Engineers works. They're like hamsters on a wheel. They spin and spin and spin and run and look busy, and then it's just this bleh, swamp process. Well, in April, they announced a $569 million that would be given to BFBC, an affiliate of Bernard Construction, to build 17 miles of wall in El Centro, down in San Diego, down Southern California. That averaged about $33 million per mile. There was no competitive bidding process. Imagine that. No competitive bidding process for that. Trump, on the other hand, and the number we got was between, again, you're about $33 million a mile. Let's say $35 million a mile. You know, Tommy Fisher was doing it with the best materials, fastest that could be done, which kept the cost way down. But let's see, how many miles would you get? About, let's say it's 2,000 miles. It's actually about 1,951 miles. So 2,000 miles times, let's say, $35 million a mile. So if we went ahead and did that, we'd have about $70 billion that would cost us to build the wall from sea to Pacific Ocean all the way to South Texas. Now, we don't need to do that because a lot of the mileage in there, a lot of that is already has walls in place. But how much have we spent sent to Ukraine? What's the latest, $45 billion in just the last omnibus bill on top of the, what, $50, $60 billion? So we're almost probably double to Ukraine with aid versus anything spent to set up any kind of a barrier on our border. Bueller?
Exactly.
Bueller? Anybody? Because, yeah. And I just really want to have a conversation with Karen or whoever. We got a couple of texters that are texting in, and I don't want to hear about Trump. I don't care about Trump. I don't care what he did or didn't do. I don't care about his legal problems now. I don't care about that. I care about this, the here and now. The here and now. Justify this. Tell me, here we go again. Donald Trump built the national debt so big, even before whatever. Yeah, I don't care about Trump. We don't have to worry about that for another 2 years. We're going to put up with this for two more years, talking about that? Enough. The George Floyd fiasco on May 25th, 2020 was the beginning of out-of-control violence crimes and the ending of criminal penalties. There is proof that this was financially supported by the Democrat Party. Of course it was. And then they came back with anybody that did get arrested and they're going to pay their bail. Kamala Harris even did that. Set up a fund. Minnesota, I forget what it was in Minnesota, but boy, they had a lot of money. Like $25, $30 million in that fund. And no one ever knew really what happened to it. They didn't bail out a lot of people. I know they didn't bail out $30 million worth of people.
Kev Texter says, we keep hollering for Biden and Dems to do something about the border. Their goal is to destroy the U.S. as we know it. This is deliberate. Our current government is actively working to destroy this country.
Well, you can't look at what they've done in other countries, even in modern day. Look at Venezuela. Look at what's happening in a lot of South America and these countries that they're coming from. In Central America, those are all completely corrupt governments, you know, run by cocaine cartels and run by, you know, there's even, you know, the world coffee trade and thing. I mean, it's all corrupt. And put yourself in the mind of these people. Most of these people, again, we understand, we get it. You want a better life. They're coming from a place, and one thing I heard, and it was on a podcast, I want to say it was Will Cain's podcast. He was talking to a reporter who had covered Central America for years and was from there. And first of all, one of the things he said was, they're all coming. Might have been Charlie Kirk, but he said, they're all coming. He talks to friends and family, people they know, they don't have anything. They know it's open, they know they can, they'll make the trip, they can get to Mexico, they get the travel visa through Mexico, they get hook up with the cartels, they give every dime they have, borrow, steal, whatever they can. To pay the cartels what they have to pay them to get the ticket to cross the river. It's like an amusement park right now. And the turnstiles, like you're going to the subway, the turnstiles are at the Rio Grande River. They're at the Yuma sector. Okay, and the money and the people taking the tickets are the cartels. It's $6,000 to $8,000 per person. It can be higher depending on who the person is or whatever. But think about that. So you can come from there and they're all coming. They're all, the word was they were all coming. In this podcast, I was listening to this gentleman. But one thing that really stood out to me, and I've said this before, and it's really something about the greatness of this country and the magnet that it is. In that part of the world, a majority of the people are amazed that we defecate and go to the bathroom in water that we can drink. Think about that. These people don't have, I mean, lucky to get somebody harvest a bunch of melons to bring to the stand every week so you can get some food here or there. I mean, you're living in the jungle and wherever, even in the big cities, the shelves are empty. These corrupt administrations in these countries, oh man, look at Maduro and what's going on in Brazil. And, oh, it's awful. But they are amazed that we have water here that we can drink and we go to the bathroom in it. That's, to them, that's mind-boggling. And I get it. Just that. There's no better place in the world to be homeless than this country. Think about that. I mean, running water that I can, if I just find a cup, I'll have water for my family. I'll roll it all on that. Don't have to go to the river and boil it and do any of that. Just that'll think about the basic need of that. We understand that. But how long do we have to wait for Nicaragua and Guatemala and those countries to maybe get some, you know, plumbing going and some, you know, some infrastructure? Am I, Chris, out of line with asking that?
No, you're absolutely not out of line asking that, because I'm asking the same thing. It's just unbelievable, Kev.
I look at it, and I don't know how we afford it. I don't know how, and I don't really know how you sit and watch it and not do anything about it. You sit and watch it, and you go, well, you're going to run and get the pump and pump out the flooded yard, but you're not going to fix the leak in the pool. That is unbelievable to me. A couple more texts, 701-237-1590. We got a few of them here. Let's see here.
You're going to like this one, Kev.
Yeah.
What matters right now? Politics? Nope. The skiing at Detroit Mountain is fantastic. Get the family out to Detroit Mountain. The conditions are fantastic.
I'll second that. They are fantastic. I'm going to be out there this weekend. Got a little girl. The young son is out at Terry Peak in the Black Hills. I think they're coming back tomorrow. He's got a group, and then they're heading right back out there for any. He's decided he doesn't want to go to Frisco to watch the Bison in the SDSU matchup. He'd rather get some skiing in because the snow is epic. The snow out west is epic, too. Our main man, Dean Wysocki, was saying Rockies, literally from Montana, Whitefish into Canada, all the way down, are getting great amounts of snow. I couldn't believe that Terry Peak, Black Hills, has 100 inches so far this season up at the top. Another text in says, that person that keeps texting against Trump is probably McFeely, being anonymous. Oh, you mean Mike McFeely on the Mike McFeely Show? Yeah. He talks third person like nobody I've ever met. Is it, I don't know, and you're not familiar with who Mike McFeely is, editor, he's a columnist. He writes stuff in the Forum in Fargo, and he had a radio show for a while. I've never met him. But it seems to me that some of the stuff he does is just to be trigger. You know, just to tick people off. It's like no rational human would think like that. I see some of his stuff. It's like, wait a minute. You really believe that? And I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but probably not worth it. What matters right now? Politics. Nope. Well, that's the one for skiing at Detroit Mountain. That one in there. All right. It is really good. And if you're, you know, in the neighborhood, you haven't been over to Detroit Mountain, I can tell you as a 6-year member of the ski patrol there, I don't do it anymore. I did the first 6 years after we reopened. I got some of the most rewarding stuff I did. Had a great time getting the, helping get the ski patrol program going and being a part of that when we reopened that first year and the 5 years after. I just had a blast. I met so many great people up there. It's such a great resource for the region, for our neighborhood. And, yeah, it's not a mountain. We call it Detroit Mountain. It's a hill that we call a mountain, but it's a very nice hill. And the two new lifts are fantastic. And could not thank Steve Shields and the Shields crew for the sponsorships they gave, Zorba's. Yeah, Zorba's restaurants sponsoring lifts and terrain parks and things out there that really make it next level. And kids just love it. It looks like the weather for the New Year's weekend is going to be great. Oh, and by the way, another shout-out for that is the longest tubing run in the upper Midwest, Chris Larson. You want to go tubing. So
I want to know about this.
Oh, yeah. We'll strap your butt to a tube, buddy. Send you down the hill. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Sounds like a challenge.
There you go. That's, and if you want more, you know, plug to DetroitMountain.com. DetroitMountain.com. Thanks for the text on that, too. Love it, Tom. All right. One more segment. We'll get that going next. It's What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100. Open phones at the top of the hour. Let's go.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam, from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. You want to read about those fine folks, freedommattersusa.com, where you find out more. They've got events and all sorts of stuff. They're teeing up for 2023. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Boy, I'll tell you, MyPillow.com, he's got some after Christmas stuff going on. He's always got some BOGO things, some buy one, get one. You see 20, 30, 50, 60% off depending on the, you know, it used to be just pillows. When Mike first got started, MyPillow.com was just pillows. You had the regular one, you had the premium one. Then you got the travel one. Then the pet bed. Then the body pillow came. And then we're into sleepwear and sheets. And, I mean, now, there is so much on that site, it's unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see the radio listener special square there. Click on that. That special's just for you, that you want for, you know, hanging out with us here on What's on Your Mind. Just keep in mind that if you shop anywhere else on the site, you just have to know your promo code, and that's Scott. So the discounts across the board, across the site, are all better when you use that promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T at MyPillow.com. The missus got some slippers for Christmas, and they weren't MyPillow slippers. So I'm seriously, Chris, I'm thinking of, but they're very cool. She got slippers that say Mama Bear across the top of them. Mm-hmm. But I said, have you tried your slippers on? Because she got them, and that's what she wanted. And you know, a lot of times we'll get our own gifts and then wrap them and be all surprised when we open them, but it's what we want, you know. And she said, and it struck me, actually, she said, yeah, but their support isn't very good. And right away I thought, man, those MyPillow slippers, they conform right to your feet. They got memory foam in them. By the time you wear them around a little bit, so I might have to figure out a way to pull the trigger on those. But see, I can't get anything on the budget really past her, so she'd have to approve the purchase. We'll have to figure it out. But I do have the promo code Scott, so I know there's a deal there. All right, as we get ready to wrap up here, a couple of emails in, studio@flagfamily.com, appreciate it. It says, hey guys, just an observation. I wouldn't have ever believed the American people would put up with a government shutting businesses down for 18 months, allowing illegals to cross our border unrestricted, politicians to lie to us every day, allowing the media to lie to us and do nothing about it. It's CRAP, crap. American people being so docile about it. We have sure changed since our forefathers fought for our country to preserve these freedoms. Amen to that. Thank you, Gail. Studio@flagfamily.com if you want to roll another email in. I saw a couple of things came by that I thought was pretty interesting. One was I follow a guy in the presidential counsel under Trump, Jay Sekulow. He was one of the counsels, the White House counsel, and I get his newsletter. And you want to think about the life we have here and how good we have it here. There is a case now, apparently, and this is a case that Jay's going to take up. He's got a great band, too, by the way. He's a rockin' lawyer. But these are the people that have filed numerous lawsuits against the Trump administration. Against the Biden administration. Worked for the Trump administration. Now a 16-year-old Christian boy was falsely accused of blasphemy. Now he was just sentenced to death for his faith. There was a criminal deadline in 3 days. A radical Muslim group manufactured the charges against this Christian boy. Obviously not on our soil, but they're mobilizing a team, pleading to the UN. You know, 16-year-old for speaking against a religion, he's gonna be put to death. But we're worried about, you know, trans rights and things. That's not real. That just struck me. That's a real world issue. Like this border. Like a lot of things, but no, don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to the climate. Pay attention to abortion. Pay attention to student loans. LGBTQ+A1235, whatever that is. That still just blows my mind. We fund an omnibus bill to keep the government from avoiding a shutdown, which tells me, listen, if I'm to the point of my business where I just have to keep the doors open, let's say I have a bar and grill. I have to keep the doors open. Okay, well, I need beer. I don't need all the beer. I just need some of the beers on tap. I don't need all the top shelf liquors. I can get by with bar, with rail. I can get by with frozen patties. I can find a way to keep my doors open. This government, I mean, we'll keep the doors open. Who cares? Hey, by the way, stock everything up. Everybody gets what they want. Place need new carpet? Let's go. Put it down. Get the carpet going. New bar? You need a new bar? You need new, hey. New tap heads? New tap lines? Need a new, how about new kitchen gear? That's the way they're working. Don't need any of that to keep the doors open. And none for the southern border. How does that pass the smell test, Mr. Larson? None. Next to nothing.
It doesn't pass the smell test, and I don't know. I'm nervous about where the future goes, but
this is Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, and you got 18 senators that voted for this. Your North Dakota senators did not. Hovind and Kramer said no. They voted no, but 18 of them did. I tell you, Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar on my side of the red. Oh, yeah, they were all in. $1.7 trillion omnibus. But nothing for the border. And this was Chip Roy from Texas talking about the lack of anything for the southern border when you spend $1.7 trillion? How does that work exactly? Here's a quick one to close the show with.
Took away our leverage to use the power of the purse to force change, and they're actually making it worse by giving them more money to process more people, and you're seeing what's happening. All this Title 42 stuff, it's a shiny object that Republicans are hiding behind. You could take away the whole Title 42 issue, and you still have a massive crisis.
Yep, and we'll be covering it more tomorrow. Have a great day. See ya.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.